Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es drum, es Perik Gimel Mishnah Dalit. So what did Rabbi Akiva tell us in the previous Mishnah? Rabbi Akiva told us that a shutif is probably not maskim that the other shutif should take of truma for him. And therefore, if we can just remind ourselves about the first words in Mishnah Gimel, once again, if you turn back for a moment, thank you. Hashutaf and shetar muzeh chazeh, shutfim that took of truma, one after the other. Remember our mashal, there were 50 saw here, which means each one owes 25 saw. Each one should have taken off a half a saw, that would have been 1/50. Said Reuven came and took a whole saw, then Shimon came and did the same thing. Rabbi Kiva Yom Truma Shneim Truma, half of what each was Mafresh's Truma, because probably Shimon is not happy about the idea that Reuven took off Truma fame. So therefore, the Truma on Shimon's part was never Chal. So on that, we say over here in Mishnah Dalet, Bamed Varam Amurim, when do we say that the Truma of each Shutif is Truma on his own Chalik? That's B'Shaloi Diber. If Reuven and Shimon didn't talk to each other beforehand, and they didn't give each other a shus to separate Truma. Avo, Hirsh as Ben Beisai. Let's say a person says to his shamas, to his attendant, oh yes, Avda, even to his Everi, Shivchasi or Shivcha Litra, to separate Truma, Truma say Truma, the Truma is good. You could give someone Rishus to take off Truma for you, even though he didn't beferish make him a shliach. But giving Rishus is enough. So wait a second, but his shamas or his Eved or his Shivcha, they don't have a chelik in the Peiris. Right. And even they can do it, so for sure you're shutif that has a chelik in the Peiris. As explained over here by the Mishnah Rishayna. We're talking about an Eved Kanani here? Yeah. And a Shivcha Kananis? Right. Didn't we say before that they cannot separate Truma, an Eved Yechom cannot separate Truma even if he's a shliach? And the answer is, the Eved, even an Eved Kanani, does not have a din of an Eved Kechavim. He's mechuyev in all the mitzvahs that a woman is mechuyev. So we learn from the Pasuk, it says, just like you, just like you're a B'nai Bris, your shliach has to be B'nai Bris. The Eved Kanani and the Shivcha Kananis are called B'nai Bris. And therefore, they could be shaluchim to separate Truma. Okay, so after our Mishnah told us, you can give Rishus for someone to separate your Peiros, that's considered appointing a shliach. What happens if you appoint a shliach and then change your mind? So the Mishnah Bitel, what happens if the sender is mevatel the shlichus? He says, no, you know what? I change my mind. I don't want him to be my shliach. Well, he just made life complicated. So we're going to have to take a look over here and try to figure out when it happened. When was he mevatel the shlichus? When did he change his mind about making that person a shliach? And much later, I mean, it was before. The shliach actually was mafrish de truma. Bitel, the mishaleach, the sender, was mevatel the shliach, so ein trumasai, so the truma of the shliach is not truma. Because by the time he was mafrish the truma, the wool was pulled out from under the rug, so to speak. In other words, he was mevatel the shliach. Mishitaram, but if he was already mafrish the truma and only then bitel, did the mishaleach say, no, I don't want him to be my shliach, too late. Trumasai truma, the truma of the shliach is truma. So we had the shaila in the previous Mishnah, whether one shutif, whether one partner can separate truma without his friend knowing about it. So the Mishnah Vatra, payalim workers, ein lahem rishus litra. Workers have no rishus to be mafresh truma from the parents of the balabayas unless they received rishus. Chutz min hadaroichais, with the exception of workers that were hired to walk on or press down the grapes in the vat. They can take off truma even without a beferisha rishos given to them to do so. Why? Why do they have sort of this power? The answer is shehem etamim esagas miyad. They, meaning the bailim, the owners, they're not careful to prevent the wine to become tame. Now, once the wine becomes tame, you won't be able to separate from a tahira. So we're going to make an assumption here, and that is that if the balabais hired people to press the grapes and get out the wine, he probably wants them to separate Truma right away at the beginning, even though they never actually told them to do so. So you have to understand, we're talking about a balabais, that's an Amaretz, who hired workers that are chaverim. Chaverim mean they belong to a group of people that are careful with the halachis of Tumah and Tahara. Now, why are we so sure that because the balam are Amaratzim, they're going to be metama the wine? And the answer is that the Chazal were geyser the Rama Aretz is tame, and Mimela he's metame the Taharais as soon as he touches it. But these Amaratzim were careful. If they went and hired workers that are Chaverim, they don't want their wine to become tame, to be considered tame. They're going to be careful about touching these grapes until they start getting squeezed, until you actually step on them. Even though they may not be careful in regard to the halachos of Tumah and Tahara, in as much as what they touch themselves, we understand that when they hired workers that are Chaverim, it's because they knew they have to separate Tumah from the wine. And you have to make sure the Tumah is Tahar. So it should be Roy for the Kayan. So the Ama Aretz will be careful not to touch the grapes until he estimates that by now the workers separated the Tumah from the wine. But once they start mamish dancing on the grapes, they're not careful anymore from touching the grapes and the wine. But now they have no problem being metameit because they figure, as far as the Trum is concerned, they did that already. So under these circumstances, because we know what the thought process over here is, it's mutter for the workers to separate the Trumah because that's why they were hired. They have to do it right away. As soon as they start stepping on the grapes. That's what they used to do. They used to mamish step on the grapes. So let me ask you something. So these people, they dance on the grapes, they step on the grapes, some of the wine comes out, these chaveirim, and you're saying they should quickly use that wine to be mafresh trum on the grapes? But the wine is already finished. The grapes aren't finished yet. Didn't we say you cannot be mafresh truma from something that is nigmra malachtai and something that is loy nigmra malachtai? So many understand, it's mashma that we from the batanur as well, they're supposed to separate the wine. As soon as the wine comes out of the grapes, put it away in a different place where the amaretz is not going to touch it. And when the wine comes out of the rest of the grapes, even if the Amoraites already touched the rest, at least you have this wine separated, you can use that as truma. That's how some understand it. But Rambam holds that this isn't called Medava Shenigrim Malachti or Dava Shaloi Nigrim Malachti, because once the grapes are at the stage ready, you're mamish stepping on it. It's really called as if it's finished, as if the wine is just about out. And Mimela, you could be mafresh truma right away from the wine onto the grapes that are being stepped on. So, chazing over our mission, Rabbi Kiva told us that one shutif does not allow the other shutif, stamazai, without permission to separate truma for him. That's if they didn't discuss it. But if reshus was given, never mind a shutif, even to a shamis, or to his eved or shivcha, then the truma is a good truma. Someone gives authority, or sends a shliach to take off truma, he changes his mind. So we have to figure out when he changed his mind. When was he mevatel the shlichus? Once that person was mafresh truma, the truma stays truma. If he was mevatel the shlichus before that person was mafresh truma, then the truma is not a truma. And then we learned that workers that are chaveirim, and they're hired to thread on the wine, step on it, squeeze out the wine from the grapes. Although normally workers don't have reshus to be mafresh truma, but in this case, where the balabatim are ameiratzim, and the people hired are chaveirim to press and step on the wine, we assume that the Amaratzim understand they're going to be Mafresh Truma right away before they come in, because once the Balabas, who's an Amaratz, comes in, it'll become Tameh, and you want the Truma to be Tar. So here there's kind of an assumption that Rishus was given to them to be Mafresh Truma right away, and they're supposed to be Mafresh Truma right away. As soon as the Derachis process begins, Derachis, the word Derech, that they Mamish walk on it, because afterwards the Amaretz Balabas is going to touch it, then it's become Tame. So again, generally workers don't have a right to be Mafresh Truma. The grape steppers are the exception.